time for your letters, but first, I'd like to thank all of you who wrote to me with your support and condolences during my absence. Your letters meant a lot to me. And I'd also like to thank Sheila Cast for the wonderful job she did filling in over the last 10 weeks. You'll hear more from her in the future. Now, a couple of corrections from last week's puzzle segment. In the on-air challenge, Will gave clues for 2 words. He said the first word ends in the letter O. Change the O to an E sound, and phonetically, you'll get a new word that answers the second clue. Well, here's one of the clues and Will's answer.
Activity with kicking and a TV judge.
Judy, let's see.
Yes.
An activity with kicking.
Uh-huh.
Judo and judo.
That's it. Very good.
Nancy Kane of Colorado Springs was one of many who sent in a correction. Judo does not involve kicking, she wrote. It is a balanced sport that involves throwing and grappling. And during that same challenge was this exchange.
One of the Marx brothers and a mythical monster.
I guess this wouldn't
Harpo
be...
Harpo and Harpy.
Harpo and Harpy, good. Now name another of the Marx brothers. And your second clue is impudent.
I was thinking Groucho and Grouchy.
Yeah.
So was I.
And it's not Gum. It's not Gummo. It's the other one.
Gummo, Harpo, Groucho.
And?
Zippo.
Oh, I guess, yes, it's the other one.
And there's
the other one.
Oh, I can't think of another...
I can't either.
Oh, I stumped you both. I'll tell you, it's Chico and Cheeky.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, many, many letters came in from Marx Brothers fans about that one, saying that even though the name is spelled C-H-I-C-O, it is not pronounced Chico. For the definitive answer, we turn to Groucho Marx himself. In 1972, he performed a one-man show at Carnegie Hall and explained how he and his brothers got their names. Here's an excerpt.
Well, I had a family. I had Harpo played the harp. That was pretty obvious. And Chico was what they used to call a chicken chaser. In England now, they call them birds, which is the equivalent of a chicken chaser in America 50 years ago. You did very well with that, too.
Write to us with your complaints, compliments, or corrections. Our email address is wesun@npr.org. And please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.